This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the official opener of the show for the world-famous War Room, deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country that I call Trump Land. Trump's created a great company, a great country. Well, great, he's running the country like a company, so it's kind of like a great company. Great economic results out today. I'll tell you that in a second. We'll go early to the phone calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We'll make this Thanksgiving show about calls. But first, my commentary coming out Sunday in newspapers around the country, syndicated by Creators Syndicate. Thanksgiving blessings from the Democratic Party. Thanks, Democrats. My Thanksgiving column, and that's the one that's going to run tomorrow. You know, got newspaper deadlines. I had to write that 3 days ago. But my Thanksgiving column runs tomorrow, Thursday, Thanksgiving 2019, in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers around the country. This is the follow-up that runs Sunday. So this one says, my Thanksgiving column listed quite a few reasons to be thankful for President Donald J. Trump. But it's still technically Thanksgiving weekend on Sunday, and the Democratic Party's presidential candidates deserve credit, too. I'm thankful the Democratic Party's candidates are so awful. Even Barack Obama's disgusted. Have you seen Obama's comments about the Democrat field? He's not happy with any of the candidates. He believes they're too radical and extreme to win. Might be the first time I've ever agreed with my Columbia College class of 83 classmate. Obama also reportedly told a Democrat candidate that Joe Biden doesn't have what it takes to win the White House. Doesn't have what it takes to win the White House. I could have told you that. Obama was his president. Well, he was VP for 8 years, same team, this close, and he's never endorsed Biden. He's been quiet as a church mouse, Obama. Come on. It's pretty obvious he's against Biden. You know, he doesn't support him. He thinks Biden would be a nightmare. Even the liberal New York Times reported Obama quietly urged Biden not to run. By the way, Biden is now in fourth place in a new poll in New Hampshire. Bernie Sanders now leads the field. Uncle Bernie. But Obama is no fan of Bernie Sanders either. Politico reports that Obama warned he will step in to prevent Bernie from winning the Democrat presidential nomination. And then there's Elizabeth Warren. She was the new leader of the presidential race for about a month. The latest Quinnipiac poll shows Warren plunging by half. She was at 28% last month. Now she's in free fall to 14% and third place nationally. Why is this happening? Because the Democrats have no candidate that can even compete with Trump. Not even close. That's why Democrats cling to a new flavor of the month every month. It's all about hope and desperation. Please, God, please, Allah, give us somebody who can compete with Trump and at least make it close. I mean, the Democrats look like the L.A. Rams on Monday night against the Baltimore Ravens. What was the final score? Like 41-6 or 43-6? At least make it close. The Democrats and the L.A. Rams. The latest flavor of the month is Mayor Pete of South Bend. I'm sure my liberal critics will be shocked to hear that I couldn't care less that he's gay. I'm very libertarian when it comes to bedroom issues. Do whatever you want in your bedroom. I don't care. But Mayor Pete has a much bigger problem. His problem is he's a small-town mayor with zero accomplishments. Mayor Pete's town, South Bend, Indiana, is falling apart. Crime is through the roof. Violent crime is dramatically higher than... His own police department hates him. He He should be home dealing with the mess he presides over. Instead, he's gallivanting around the country thinking he should be the next president of the United States and commander of the most powerful military in the world. My educated guess is he couldn't win re-election for mayor of South Bend. That's why he's running for president. That's how these politicians do it. If you lose for Congress, run for Senate. If you lose for Senate, run for president. You got to be able to win somewhere. Maybe people won't know you as well when you run for the higher office. I think that's what they think. Then there's ex-New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg. He's got three big problems. First, he's a billionaire in a party that despises wealth and success. Second, he's an old straight white guy in a party that despises old straight white guys. And third, he's the most boring speaker in world history. These Democrats have learned all the wrong lessons from President Trump's election. They think Trump won because he's a billionaire. Not true. Trump won because he's got charisma, celebrity, out-of-the-box personality, tremendous world-class energy, and the perfect message for middle-class America. That's precisely why Tom Steyer, the first billionaire to jump in the Democrat presidential race, has spent tens of millions of dollars, and the latest Quinnipiac poll, he's at zero, as in zero. Even Tulsi Gabbard and Julian Castro beat him. Who's Tulsi Gabbard? None of you even know. Who's Julian Castro? None of you even know. They beat Tom Steyer. Being a billionaire isn't a positive in the Democratic Party. But in the end, Tom Steyer has the same problems as Bloomberg. He's a stiff. He's boring and thoroughly unlikable on television. All the money in the world can't change that because you can't buy a personality. Then we come to the message. Bloomberg just said yesterday in a speech in Phoenix, the USA needs an awful lot more immigrants rather than less. A lot more immigrants rather than less immigrants. Now, that line may play in New York City, where English is no longer the main language. But in the rest of America, Bloomberg just committed political suicide on the second day of his presidential campaign. He's done. Stick a knife in him. He's finished. And I mean that metaphorically, of course. Meanwhile, President Trump just announced in an interview with the President of the United States that he's designating Mexican drug cartels as terrorist organizations. Bravo! Brilliant! That's exactly what real Americans want to hear. This Thanksgiving weekend, I am thankful the Democrats have no candidate to compete with Trump. I'm thankful Democrats still don't speak the language of middle-class Americans, even after their terrible loss in 2016. And I'm thankful that President Trump does speak the language of middle-class America. Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. My commentary coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal, top 20 newspaper in the country, and a newspaper near you, syndicated nationally by Creator Syndicate. All right, so in the time I've got left in this segment, I want to break down Bloomberg's speech, because this is funny. You got to hear this. This is funny, but dead serious. Worst thing I've ever heard. This guy's running for president. He speaks with a patrician Boston accent. He's so boring that when he runs for president, if he would ever win, his Secret Service title would be Mike Bloomberg. That's how boring this guy is. He's got no color. And on his second day campaigning for the Democrat nomination, he contrasted his views on immigration with President Trump and laid out a vision of a multicultural society enriched by immigrants. Because there aren't enough immigrants in the United States, after all. Right? We have 22 million, Harvard says. Not 12 million. 22 million illegal immigrants. And I believe the number of overall immigrants is up to 50 million. The highest in a century. And he says, this is what Bloomberg says, I quote, "We need immigrants to take all different kinds of jobs in this country, improve our culture, our cuisine, our religion, our dialogue, and certainly improve our economy." This was his opening statement on day two running for president of the United States. So let's break it down. He says we need immigrants to take jobs in this country. Last I checked, there are actually more people on welfare than working in the United States of America. So if you want people to take jobs, there's a simple answer to that. You don't have to invite the entire world in, open the borders, make it not a crime anymore to come here illegally, give people a ticket, and let them come right in, and give them cradle grave welfare for the rest of their lives and bankrupt our country and lower the wages for all Americans. You don't need to do that. You simply need to cut back on welfare and tell people with two arms and two legs who are able to walk, you got to get a job or we're going to cut off your welfare, and then they'll take the jobs that illegal immigrants currently take. You can make people on welfare mow the lawns and clean the dishes and clean the toilet bowls and clean people's houses. They don't do it now. You know why? Because they're on welfare and they get to stay home all day and watch game shows and watch Ellen DeGeneres and wait for their EBT card. If you just took away the welfare from able-bodied people, they would do those menial jobs. You would need to bring hundreds of millions of new people into the United States to drown culture, you imbecile. And then he says, improve our culture. Does America need improving from Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, and Mexico? Does America need improving from Russia and China? Does America need improving from Uruguay? Our culture's no good. He says, improve our cuisine. Now, first of all, that's racist and offensive. Why do you need immigrants in America? I like Chinese food. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I like Indian food. I like Mexican food. Let's bring the Mexicans in. First of all, it's racist to even say that. That's number one. Number two, to say our cuisine isn't good in America is the silliest thing I've ever heard. Just what we need. More Indian restaurants, more Chinese restaurants, and more Mexican restaurants. There aren't enough. There's 180 on every block. Our religion. He's saying our religion isn't good enough? Jewish, Catholic, Christian, Muslim, they're all here last I checked. Lots of Hindus. Our religion needs improving by bringing the whole Mexico up into America? How about our dialogue? What's wrong with our dialogue? You mean we speak English? That's no good? We should all speak Mexican? Or Chinese? Or Russian? What do you mean by that, Mike Bloomberg? And certainly improve our economy, he says. You mean the Trump economy? That's exploding? That we found out more great news today? It's no good? You need to bring the entire Mexico into America to make the economy work? Even though the Mexican economy is imploding? Even though El Salvador and Guatemala are imploding? We need their workers to make our economy good. Good luck, Mike Bloomberg. Bye-bye.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitution of money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son, and he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast, it's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wainwright doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you a
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, otherwise known as WAR. And I'm on Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio in this hour. We call it our Power Hour, reaching not only USA Radio all over the United States with all my affiliates, but also just under 80 million homes on Newsmax TV. We were at 70 million, and we added 6.2 million in the last month with Cox Cable, including my hometown of Las Vegas, and all of Phoenix, and all of San Diego, and much of Orange County, California. So great to have you all with us. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Economic growth accelerated to 2.1% this summer. I told you some great economic news today. Liberals claimed we're headed for a recession. The economy actually accelerated. They had to revise GDP upward again, higher than anything Obama produced in his last year, which was probably his worst year. He was on the way out, going downhill. Trump immediately turned it around and had two of the greatest economic years ever since Reagan. And then the third year, this year, was kind of okay. According to GDP, it was down a little bit, maybe going further down, and now they revised it upward this summer. That's good news. Jobless claims plunged by 15,000 to 213,000. Jobless claims unexpectedly plunged in the week ending November 23rd, indicating the American labor market remains very strong. Initial claims for state unemployment benefits fell by 15,000 to 213,000. The Labor Department said Wednesday economists had been looking for a much smaller decline. So good news on the jobs front, good news on the GDP front, And if I owned guns, as in a gun store, my business was guns, gun store, manufacturing plant, man, would I love Democrats. You know, Democrats are the best gun salesman in the world. Gun sales surged in October as Democrats unveiled all kinds of gun control proposals for 2020. You can watch gun sales with an exact corresponding match in a graph between Democrats talking and people rushing to the store to buy more guns. If I was devious and I owned a gun manufacturing plant or a publicly traded gun company, I would only vote for and contribute to Democrats because they're the best thing that ever happened to gun sales. The greatest gun salesman in world history was Barack Hussein Obama. From the moment he became president, gun sales went through the roof, and then they cratered when Trump became president because everyone thought, we don't need guns anymore. This guy will keep us safe. No terrorists coming in this country with this crazy guy, Donald Trump, protecting us. We're safe. And there's no need to buy guns because he'll never condemn them or ban them or take them away from us, confiscate them. So we've already got guns. No reason to buy more. So gun sales went way down. When Obama was president, way up, the most in history every year, beating the year before, record after record after record. So all I could say is, man, Democrats keep talking. You just keep selling guns. You are our best example of idiocy. All right, let's grab some calls. I promise we take lots of calls tonight. Let's take Russ in Ohio on line one. Russ, it's Wayne Allyn Root. Happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Wayne. Glad to talk to you.
Yeah.
I called you once before. I talked to you about thorium. I don't know if you remember that. And I've been watching your show ever since then. And I just want to tell you, you are doing a fantastic job supporting our president.
Thank you.
And especially letting everybody know about Mr. Obama and what a big phony he is.
Oh yeah, big
and
phony.
I just want to say thank you, and I'm telling everybody about Newsmax and about Wayne Allyn Root.
Thank you, Russ. Really appreciate it. And by the way, Russ talked about me saying Obama's a phony. Let me tell you one of the most phony things about Obama. He's now out there, as you heard in my commentary, stating that Bernie Sanders is no good. He's too radical. And Elizabeth Warren's no good. She's too radical, too left-wing. I got to stop him. If they are close to getting the nomination, I'll stop him. Do you know that when Obama ran for president, his Senate voting record was more liberal than Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders is an avowed socialist slash communist. And Obama was to the left of him with his on-the-record voting record in the United States Senate. He was a senator only for 2 years, right? But during those 2 years, his record was worse than Bernie Sanders. Isn't that amazing? And yet he's now, you know, holier than now. Oh, we can't have Bernie be the nominee. Because, as I say on this show all the time, Obama talked a brilliant game. He said, I'm a commie, I'm a socialist, I'm a Marxist, I'm radical, I'm extreme, but no one will ever know it. Because I'll tell them all day long how moderate I am, and I'll talk all day long in my speeches about moderate things. But then I'll quietly pass all my socialist, Marxist agenda. No one will notice. It's like boiling a frog in water. You turn it up really slow, and they don't notice, and the next thing you know, they're cooked. That was Obama's philosophy, and it's brilliant. But now he's scared that Bernie and Elizabeth aren't like that. They're telling you they're like Obama. They're stating it out loud. All right, don't rush to the bathroom. Don't rush to the kitchen to make a sandwich. Don't change the channel. We're going to a quick break, but up next is my client, my sponsor, my wonderful friends from Swiss America. They're the sponsor of this show, and Pat Boone is their spokesman, and he's going to tell you about a great offer. Not only a free and special report, but a free video. Ask him about the free video hosted by Wayne Allyn Root from Swiss America. Coming up now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Travel advisories are being issued as many flights are canceled due to powerful wind and snow in the Midwest. Chad Noble is a traveler at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. He's hoping to get home before the holidays.
My wife called me up, said we have to change our flights. She just wanted to make sure we get to Thanksgiving on time.
Noble speaking to WCCO in Minneapolis. As high winds threaten the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, NYPD Patrol Chief Rodney Harrison gives an update ahead of the parade.
Winds that are sustained at 23 miles per hour will make a game, day, or time decision regarding the heights of the balloons.
The New York City Police Department says it's monitoring wind gauges along the parade route, and the balloons will fly at a lower altitude or become removed entirely if wind speeds reach dangerous levels. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We'll be right back.
Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, what did I just say to you, right? I wrote the commentary that the Democrats, happy Thanksgiving, because Democrats have nobody running against Trump, creating a great holiday for us. And sure enough, the super PAC backing Cory Booker's presidential bid has shut down. What presidential bid? Cory Booker is about as famous now as Tulsi Gabbard and what's the other guy's name? I can't remember. Julian Castro. Or maybe Amy Klobuchar. Who are these people? No one ever heard of any of them. And they're all going nowhere. And Cory Booker was such a big mouth. Oh, Trump's bad this and Trump's bad that. Meanwhile, everyone in America that loved Trump still loves him. And nobody ever heard of you. And the few that heard of you don't like you, Cory Booker. Your super PAC shuts down. They should never use the word super next to PAC with Cory Booker. It's the, you know, it's the anonymous PAC. It's the low-level PAC. All right, MSNBC's Donnie Deutsch slams. Remember, Donnie Deutsch is the guy who's ultra-liberal, big New York liberal, hates Trump, threatened to get in a fight with Trump, said, I'll meet you on the playground, let's fight. This guy hates Trump. But once in a while he tells the truth. He was on MSNBC today, and he slams Elizabeth Warren as unelectable. She would get trounced in a landslide by Trump. Thank you, Donnie. You're starting to actually think like Wayne Root. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders would lose in a McGovern 45-state landslide. Americans don't believe in communism. See, Obama's right. Obama was a socialist, radical, extreme, communist Marxist who acted like a great moderate guy. Your neighbor next door, totally non-threatening. If he had ever been threatening, if he had ever threatened to take down capitalism, if he had ever threatened that he wanted to, take America on an extreme leftward tilt that sounded like Fidel Castro, he never would have won. He never would have won twice and been president of the United States for 8 years and 2 terms. Never. He knows that. He's a smart guy. I may despise everything Obama believes in. I may despise Obama because he used the IRS to try and destroy me. He should be in jail right now. You can't use the IRS to destroy a critic of the President of the United States. If you do, you should go to prison. It's a terrible crime. He should have been impeached. But forget all that. I like him. I respect him. I believe that Obama's a smart guy. I don't agree with anything he does or anything he uses that smarts for, but he was one smart guy. He knew that you couldn't act like Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and ever get elected President of the United States. And he's right. He's right. Brilliant. Let's take some calls. Barry in Virginia on line one. Barry, you're on with Wayne Root. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to you, Wayne, and congratulations for all you've accomplished.
Thanks.
We knew each other back in California. You remember Fast Track.
Barry from Fast Track. Hey, Barry, how are you?
Terrific, and you're doing a great job.
Thank you, sir.
What I'm worried about, Wayne, I mean, again, we could talk forever. I always love talking with you. But I kind of worry that there's no viable candidate coming out of the Democratic Party. These folks are clowns.
Yeah, but why are you worried about that?
To grab it this...
Why worried, Barry? That's
well, I'm
right?
worried about it because, you know, again, if you don't have, if, you know, if for some reason people get persuaded by another candidate, at least you want someone who can keep the country together, act and keep the country strong. Make sure the country works together. We have some real dangerous things going on. We never talk about foreign policy, but I've kind of got into that, having been a Peace Corps volunteer in Venezuela years ago and seeing that country go to hell under socialism.
Yes.
And see them go to hell. They can't even defend themselves. They got no guns.
I get where you're coming from. Now, you're not saying you're worried that Trump has bad opposition that can't win. You're worried that if any of them do win, there are a horrible lot of people that believe in Marxism, socialism, extremism, and radicalism, right? Have I got you?
Yeah, you've got me pretty well. I mean, I guess what I'm saying is, as a patriot, you know, I'd like to see two strong candidates. If you win like Nixon did over McGovern, and I went to both camps. I was in D.C. I just had started in government at the time. And I was living actually between the two parties, you know, the two gatherings during the election day. And it was really Nixon had everybody over there and, you know, even many Democrats and McGovern in the other hotel at the Hilton had nobody. And you know what? When you have that much power, Power corruption, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Probably
be
better off with a close election.
I get it.
But at least you want to have somebody in there who you think can handle the foreign policy, which I think are the greater challenges, frankly. Domestic, Trump is doing everything right. He's doing everything right. And this prosperity, I mean, it's amazing we've had this expansion, you know, 11 or 12 years now. Uninterrupted. That's incredible. We've never had that kind of a uninterrupted expansion before in the modern.
Well, listen, I would debate you on that one, though, because we've had an incredible expansion for 3 years under Trump. What they call an expansion, Barry, under Obama, was not an expansion. They called it that, but it was 8 years of misery because it was the lowest GDP in the history of the United States.
Right.
So it really wasn't an expansion. The Wall Street Journal called it the weakest expansion in 8 decades. And if it's the weakest expansion in 80 years, and I'm only 50-something years old, that's longer than I've been alive. It's the weakest. That's not an expansion at all. It's actually a failure. It's a depression.
And you're right. And if you start at a real low point, as they did,
right,
as Obama did, you know, it's really easy
did.
To expand fast.
Yes, he did start at a low point, no question. And I'm not a fan of Bush. I never liked the Bush family, and I never liked, you know, by the end I was disgusted with George W. Bush, and his economy at the end did peter out very badly. So I've never made any excuses. But you know what's funny to me, Barry? Liberals make every excuse in the book. I admit that Bush's economy stunk, and Trump had to turn it around, and he did in like a minute. But Obama's economy stunk, and Trump turned it around. So how come Obama couldn't turn around Bush's economy in a minute? Trump did it,
absolutely,
but Obama never did it. Hey, listen, Barry, we love to have you on, but we got to keep everything tight so we get lots of callers in. So good to reunite with you. I remember us from the old days in Malibu when you ran Fast Track, and I really appreciate you calling in. I'm glad you're watching the show. Happy Thanksgiving Turkey Day to you, man. Goodbye, Barry. Let's take John in D.C., another regular caller. John, you're on with Wayne Root. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, and hopefully I'll be able to say Merry Christmas to you. But I didn't want to call in, but something just made me do it against my will. I don't want to hog or be a pig about taking up your airtime, but I'm thinking of what happened about 20 years ago when they were impeaching Bill Clinton and Gerald Nadler. Of course, he's from New York. He was in the Macy's Day Parade, and they didn't have to worry like they worry now about having the lines hold down the big balloon because he weighed about 500 pounds, and Rush just refers to him as being porcine, meaning like he's a hog. He's from the pig family. That's what Rush called him, porcine. Anyway, I just had to throw that in there because now the ball's in his court, and he's going to take up where Adam Schiff left off, and I hope he fails again like they did with the Schiff bull crap.
Yeah, Nadler's as bad as Schiff. I mean, look, here's the deal. He's as liberal as Schiff. He's as radical as Schiff. He's got Trump derangement syndrome like Schiff. They're nuts. They're blind with rage. They're incredibly blind, deaf, and mostly dumb. And they're the worst people to put out there for the Democrat Party, but the best for us. When you put someone out there who's obsessed like a stalker with President Trump, and they can't listen to reason, and they can't ever moderate, and they say ridiculous things, they make something unimportant seem like it's impeachable, it's like an advertisement for Trump's reelection. So, and not only that, Nadler's a completely unattractive guy. He looks horrible on TV, just like Schiff. Horrible speaker, pencil neck geek, reminding me of Barney Fife. Barney Fife on Mayberry RFD, and Nadler is just an unappetizing, unattractive, unlikable guy. So Democrats are screwing up everything. If Nancy Pelosi has a brain, she'll settle for censure and drop the whole impeachment, and they'll look like fools. If not, then we're going to a big, big landslide. So I dare you guys. I dare you. Let's take Marie in South Carolina. Marie, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Long time.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
You too.
I wanted to comment about the impeachment garbage.
Okay.
At first I said it was a kangaroo court, and then I looked at the Democrats running it. I said, no, this is a monkey court, and I wonder if they would allow us to send all the Democrats, and especially Nancy Pelosi, a banana.
But tell me what you mean, because I don't say, why are they a monkey court? Because they're just looking in a mirror, scratching themselves? Why is it a monkey court?
You know, it's like, you know, when you're looking down at the ground and you're picking up rocks, hoping there's something up underneath. You know how a monkey will do when he's scratching his behind and he'll look at his paws or feet or whatever you want to call them when he scratches himself. That's what they look like.
Yeah, it's just all silly. And now, as I mentioned, Didn't I mention at the start of the show, their only witness that they thought was credible suddenly has three women charging him with sexual harassment. So they got nothing, as they say on the streets of New York where I'm from. They got nothing. Nothing at all. All right, Marie, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving down in South Carolina. We'll take more calls when we get back. Happy Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving Hour. We take calls. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. 833-927-8255. RootForAmerica.com is my website. RootWall.com is my big new project. Root for the Wall Pack, rootwall.com. You can reach me on Gmail. My email account is wayneroot@gmail.com. And my Twitter is @RealWayneRoot. Coming up next is the presentation from my great sponsor, Dr. Joseph Williams. If you have thinning hair, man, listen. He could turn middle-aged men with thinning hair into suddenly a guy with rock star hair. And he gives you a free Vegas vacation, too. The website's vacationrestoration.com. Coming up right now. Don't go anywhere. Watch. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot. That's LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save to the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, with that extended warranty. Do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Howard writes in the break, Wayne, stop comparing Adam Schiff to Barney Fife. You're making my wife upset. We watch Andy Griffith every day, and we love Barney. Oh, boy. Andy Griffith was good, and Mayberry was good, and Barney Fife was good. So I get it. I get it. Adam Schiff is not good. Adam Schiff is evil. Adam Schiff is bad. Before I take some more calls, here's how Reuters gamed a poll to show rising support for the Trump impeachment. Okay, all major polls revealed a sharp decline in support for impeaching Trump in the wake of the unconvincing public testimony by aggrieved bureaucrats. But Reuters, Ipsos, now claims support for impeachment has increased. The latest poll conducted on Monday and Tuesday found 47% of adults in the United States felt Trump should be impeached, while only 40% said he shouldn't be. The result, combined with Reuters polling over the past several weeks, showed the number of Americans who want to impeach the president increasingly outnumbers those who don't want to impeach him. The problem? Reuters sampled a disproportionate number of Democrats. Buried at the bottom of the report, they disclosed the Reuters Ipsos poll was conducted online in English throughout the United States. It gathered responses from 1,118 adults, including 528 Democrats, 394 Republicans, and 111 independents. In other words, Reuters sampled more Democrats than Republicans and independents combined to arrive at their conclusion. They also revealed that 8 in 10 Democrats were supportive of impeaching Trump and 8 in 10 Republicans opposed, and that 7 in 10 Republicans felt the impeachment inquiry had not been conducted fairly. So it's a joke. This was like during the election between Trump and Hillary Clinton. They oversampled Democrats. During the 2016 election, Reuters Ipsos oversampled Democrats when they found that Hillary Clinton had a gigantic lead over Donald Trump using a poll that sampled 44% Democrats and 33% Republicans. Same thing. And you know, on this show, I'm always ranting about the fact that called the Root Rant. All these pollsters don't poll likely voters like Rasmussen, who's always right and on the money. They poll registered voters. Anyone with a pulse, anyone who answers the phone who's on a registration voter list. They didn't even do that. Reuters, you'll notice, didn't say anything about registered voters. They conducted online, in English, anyone who lives in the United States. What a joke. This is where they come up with these polls that go on a CNN or an MSNBC or on the front page of the New York Times. Everybody hates Trump. Everyone wants Trump impeached. Yeah, sure. If you ask a room full of New York and California Democrats, everybody hates Trump. What a shocker. It's like the guy in Casablanca. There's gambling in that casino? Oh, my. If you poll Democrats, of course the country's against Trump. But if you polled fairly, the country's for Trump. And every single poll that polls fairly shows independents are breaking dramatically against impeachment and for Trump and against the Democrats. Reuters does it again. Liars, liars, liars. Reuters kind of rhymes with liars. So there you have it. All right, let's take Lou from Georgia. Lou, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, good evening, Wayne. This is wonderful for me because you just came on to our radios, I mean our TV station, about a week ago.
Yeah, so good. Good, good, good.
But what I wanted to say is something that's never talked about in this whole phony dossier and this FBI scandal is the fact that I believe that that FISA court, there was inside shenanigans going on with that FISA court.
And
nobody ever talks about that.
Lou, they got the judges. I say this all the time, that if, God forbid, Wayne Root ever got in trouble, there isn't a judge in America that wouldn't have a conflict of interest. They'd all hate me, and they'd all come after me, and they'd all try and destroy me, because they're all liberal Obama judges who hate capitalism, who hate businessmen like me, who hate Trump, who hate someone like me who supports the wall. They'd all try and find me guilty of spitting on the sidewalk and try and sentence me to 100 years in prison. I'd never see my kids again for spitting on the sidewalk. There isn't a fair judge in America that can handle a trial involving Wayne Root. The judges are all bought and paid for, man.
And Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, was right. He warned us against the FISA court, and he pleaded in front of the Senate not to approve the renew the FISA court.
Right.
But I think that the FBI had an insider with that FISA court, and they knew exactly what they needed to present to that FISA court.
Well, you're going to find out in the next week. It's coming out in the next, just about a week. Maybe it's like 10 days from now. I think it's December 9th. So you're going to find out what's in the Inspector General's report and what he says about the FISA report. And I predict even though the Inspector General Horowitz was appointed by Obama, bad news, he's still going to come out pretty harshly against the FBI, the FISA court, everything that happened. We got to run. I miss taking Ian from Long Island. Ian's another one of our regulars. We didn't get to you. I'm sorry, Ian. But if you're listening, please, happy Thanksgiving. My apologies. We came up one short of getting you, Ian. So we'll get you another day next week, another day soon. Listen, happy Thanksgiving to all of you. God bless. We're the greatest nation in the world. Even when bad things happen, like they try to do to Trump, it's still the greatest nation in the world. Because you know why? In any other nation, he'd be out. But in this nation, we're going to win anyway. Because the good always wins out in the United States of America. If you're a cop out there, if you're a military active duty, you're a veteran, I love you. Thank you for all you do and all the sacrifice for our country. And don't just run away or change the channel now. My sponsor has a great presentation right now. My doctor suggests it's cold and flu season. Everyone's got the cold and flu, but they've got the answer. It is alkaline structured silver right now. Happy Thanksgiving!
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.